This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital dwellers. Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of tech and its impact on our lives. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next notification, the latest trend, the picture-perfect moment captured online? You know that feeling when scrolling just seems to eat away at your time, energy, even your joy? Welcome to Digital Poison, where we unpack the complexities of screen addiction and burnout, one episode at a time. And today, we're tackling a beast we all know too well. FOMO, the fear of missing out. Now, before you think I'm about to tell you to go live off the grid and embrace a life of total digital detox, which, trust me, might not be for everyone, hear me out. This isn't about deleting every social media app or swearing off your smartphone. It's about cultivating a more mindful approach to our online consumption, finding that sweet spot where we can connect and engage without letting the fear of missing out hijack our lives. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start letting go of FOMO and embrace a less consumed life. 1. Recognize the root. FOMO is often fueled by comparison. We see others seemingly living their best lives online, traveling to exotic destinations, achieving milestones that feel just out of reach, and it can trigger feelings of inadequacy, envy, even resentment. But remember, social media rarely paints a complete picture. It's a curated highlight reel, not real life. 2. Cultivate gratitude. Instead of focusing on what you lack, shift your attention to what you already have. Make a list, big or small, things you're grateful for each day. A loving family. A roof over your head. A good cup of coffee in the morning. These little blessings add up and can significantly impact your overall sense of well-being. 3. Set intentional boundaries. This means consciously deciding how much time you spend online, which platforms you engage with, and what types of content you consume. Unsubscribe from newsletters that trigger negative feelings. Mute accounts that make you feel envious or inadequate. Remember, you are the one in control. 4. Embrace the power of no. Saying no to invitations, activities, or even just scrolling mindlessly can be tough, but it's essential for protecting your time and energy. You don't have to say yes to everything to prove yourself valuable. Prioritize what truly matters to you, and don't feel guilty about saying no to the rest. 5. Connect in real life. Spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies that bring you joy, and engaging in activities that nourish your soul can help you break free from the digital vortex and rediscover the riches of offline experiences. Remember, real-life connections are what truly matter. Think about a time when you were scrolling through social media and felt the surge of FOMO. Maybe it was seeing someone else's vacation photos or a friend celebrating a promotion that made you question your own path. Now imagine how you could have handled that moment differently. Could you have taken a step back, practiced gratitude for what you already have, and redirected your energy towards something more fulfilling? Maybe you could have reached out to a friend or family member instead of comparing yourself to strangers online. The key takeaway here is this. You have the power to choose how you respond to FOMO. By recognizing its roots, practicing gratitude, setting boundaries, saying no when necessary, and prioritizing real-life connections, you can break free from the cycle of comparison and start living a more intentional, less consumed life. Remember, your worth is not measured by likes, followers, or the perceived success of others. You are valuable, unique, and worthy of happiness right here, right now. So go out there, embrace the present moment, and let go of the fear of missing out. The best moments in life often happen offline, when we're truly present and engaged with the world around us. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on letting go of FOMO and how you're embracing a less consumed life in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.